from the world of bird behavior now, an indication that it's not all about survival of the fittest, or at least that the fittest may benefit from a few friends in the nest. Researchers studied baby cowbirds in upstate New York. Cowbirds are considered social parasites. The mother lays eggs in nests belonging to other species. Sometimes the baby cowbirds will push the host bird's eggs out of the nest or kill the other chicks once they hatch. But this study shows that the cowbirds benefit if they share the nest. They get more feedings and grow faster. Here to explain why is ornithologist Mark Hauber, one of the study's authors. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I wonder if you could describe the experiment that you did. You were experimenting with cowbirds and with eastern phoebes.
That's right. What we did is we moved eggs between different phoebe nests in upstate New York, and we created different broods. Some broods contained only a single parasitic cowbird chick, and then in other broods we created nestmates that had two host nestmates, two phoebe chicks, and one parasitic cowbird chick. And we measured the size and the growth rate of the chicks. And what we found is that the host actually helped those parasitic chicks that were together with them. They grew faster, they were bigger at the end of the nestling period, and they probably did so because they received more food from the foster parents.
So you were actually tracking the movement, the feeding of the parents, and you found that if there were cowbird chicks along with the parents' own chicks, that the parents would actually feed the nest more often.
Yes, it's not surprising that parents would visit nests that have more nestlings in them because they benefit more from raising more young. What's surprising is that the cowbird chick was actually able to monopolize those feeding visits by the foster parents. Instead of getting 33% of the feedings that it should get, it got over 50% of the feedings that the parents provided, and so it was able to grow better and faster.
Uh-huh. So it turns out it was better for the cowbird, but not necessarily better for the little baby phoebes who were getting less food than they might have if the interloper weren't in the nest in the first place.
I'm afraid not. We compared the growth rates of phoebes in non-parasitized nests and parasitized nests with two phoebe chicks and one cowbird chicks, and there was no difference in the growth rate. So they didn't suffer from it, but they also didn't benefit from it.
These cowbird chicks, I've seen pictures of them associated with your article, and they seem to be uniquely adapted to getting the I guess you'd call it the lion's share, the bird's share of the food in those nests.
Very much so. They are quite able to raise their head higher than those of the host nestmates. They also grow faster, and so the other thing is that they are much more receptive to any kind of disturbance or any kind of sound that may be heard in the vicinity of the nest, and so they will respond to those disturbances by begging. And so chances are when a foster parent arrives to the nest, it is the cowbird chick that will be begging and not the host nestmates, and so they will feed the cowbird chick.
You've sent us some sound of a cowbird chick that I think you took out of the nest. Let's listen to what that sounds like. That's a pretty insistent call.
If I were a phoebe parent, I would be there immediately and feeding that chick because it clearly needs a lot of food.
I guess it's easy to read into this some sort of feel-good Pollyanna attitude toward bird behavior here, that if we all just get along, that we'll all be better off.
Yes. That's what it seems like on the surface, but you have to understand that the cowbird chick actually benefits from procuring more food using the nestmates. So what we find is that being nice to other nestmates on the surface can still advance your own selfish interests.
Well, Mark Hauber, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Mark Hauber is co-author of the article Brood Parasitic Cowbird Nestlings Use Host Young to Procure Resources. It was published this week in the journal Science.